Through surrender, service, and prayer, may we all seek a closer union with our Lord. Amen. Mother Claire began, Mother, I am so in need of your assistance. Please be merciful to me. I know I am not worthy. Blessed Mother replied, Every thought as you pray counts. Not even one of the littlest intentions is ignored. You are used to making a big production out of prayer. But understand, when your prayer comes from the heart and is silent, it has an impact more than you can comprehend. In this way, prayer is not so difficult, and yet it is multiplied without you even understanding how it occurs. Yes, formal prayer is important, but this cannot be done 24/7. So we encourage you to lift up your intentions all throughout the day, and I promise you, they have depth and hit the mark. When prayers originate in the form of a sigh coming from your hearts, they touch the Father, who in turn touches the petition. Do not ever condemn yourselves because it seems like your prayers are weak. You have to start somewhere, and as you learn to practice fidelity in little prayers, greater ones will be given. Continue in the practice of engaging others in prayer, which is very powerful and brings one another closer in holy things. Man judges from the exterior things. God judges from the heart. My dear ones, I need you to all linger in His heart when you receive these graces. Allow Him to receive the beautiful touches from your tender hearts. In such times as these, His edification is quite important. He does not allow you to see all that is going on, lest you lose heart and become discouraged. That is why we reveal these things to you very slowly, frequently correcting any infidelity that you might receive, not fully understanding the circumstances. All over the world, countries will be taking turns suffering. Above all, we should be eager to comfort those who have lost much. What is not understood is that things are allowed to be lost because you do not need them. Much effort has gone into moving people from California because of the lethal quakes that are coming. This is also true of the fires. But more than any other thing, the Lord is trying to get you all to recognize the shortness of life and how quickly these things can grow wings and fly away. For this reason, He wants you to cultivate more focus on spiritual things. Mother, please, where is all this fatigue coming from? Blessed Mother continued, Can you not guess? Truly, you are carrying a burden for intercession. You will be released from this when He chooses others to take your place. But for now, please, carry it with dignity. Truly, it is a suffering. I know you are trying, Claire. Lean more on Jesus, daughter, and all my children. Lean more on Him.